Namaste, and welcome to the Chopra Center's first ever webinar live from the Chopra Center at La Casa Resort and Spa in beautiful Carlsbad, California. My name is Libby Karstensen, and I serve at the Chopra Center as Lead Program and Teacher Training Consultant, and I'll be your host today. This is very exciting for us, as this is our first ever webinar, and we have over 1,000 people worldwide either calling in or logging in today. It's also an honor to have Chopra Center co-founder David Simon with us today as we explore the power of meditation together. So we're actually seeing more and more people coming to the Chopra Center to learn meditation today, now more than ever. Whether it's managing stress, you know, healing both physically and emotionally, or finding greater joy in their lives. At the Chopra Center, we believe meditation is one of the most powerful tools that we teach. And over the next hour, we'll explore with David Simon the many benefits of meditation, a lot of common challenges for meditators, and we'll actually put meditation into practice with David guiding us through a meditation. So you'll also get the opportunity to learn more about Seduction of Spirit, which is our week-long meditation experience with Deepak and David, where over 7 days we get an experience to explore spirit together. In fact, one lucky person on the call today will be our guest at Seduction of Spirit, and I'll share more details on how that could be you later on. Now, this is exciting because we've actually created a beautiful slideshow, and you can access that now by heading to chopra.com/wisdom. So if everybody wants to head there now, it's chopra.com/wisdom, and you can follow along as David will be teaching today. You also have an opportunity to ask David some questions. In fact, if you'd like to do that, you can go within the webinar to the question area and go ahead and submit your question now. Now, I'd like to introduce Amanda Linkle, who goes global and guides thousands of guests each year at our Chopra Center workshops. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here with all of you today on our first webinar. It's my great honor to be part of the team here at the Chopra Center, serving to share these timeless teachings with our thousands of guests every year and all over the world. Meditation has definitely been a powerful and transformational practice in my life. It's definitely helped remind me of who I really am and reconnect and understand. It's helped me put this all in perspective. It's also helped me to keep a strong foundation as I move around with our traveling spiritual Lollapalooza, and it's helped me to keep that foundation through it all and keep me balanced. It's also helped to connect me to my Dharma, obviously, as I've shared how powerful and how passionate I am about my work here. I'm also very grateful to be serving in this role alongside my friends, dear friends, and one of which I would like to introduce to you now. Dr. David Simon is the co-founder of the Chopra Center. He's our medical director and is one of your teachers who will guide you through Seduction of Spirit and through the call today. David?
Actually lamenting how technology has taken us apart from each other. He was saying that in the old days, if you wanted to talk to someone, you'd go knock on their door and sit and have a cup of tea in their living room. And then we moved to leaving messages on answering machines. And now we're Twittering and texting, and you really don't ever have to smell or see or even taste another person in order to communicate. And he was lamenting it, but when he asked me my opinion, I said, I thought technology was the most amazing possibility for us to reestablish unity in a way that we had never in the history of humanity been able to do so. Because the core driving impulse of life is this impulse for us to go back to this state of unity. You know, if you look at almost every spiritual tradition or scientific tradition, we're told that in the beginning there was oneness, and then for reasons that only nature or God knows, the one became the many. But inherent within every separated entity, be it every molecule, every atom, every human being, there's that memory of wholeness. And therefore, there is this call that comes from the deepest aspect of our being to reconnect. So I think that the reason that the moon still circulates around the earth is because it wants to stay close. And I think that we have the opportunity with our modern technology to create these virtual communities which have this reminding effect that even though we all take on different forms, that we are the same being in disguise. Or as my beloved Sufi mystic poet Hafez likes to remind us, we're all God in drag. So in the Vedic philosophy, there is this most important statement. It says, knowledge is structured in consciousness. Knowledge is structured in consciousness. And basically what that's telling us is that depending upon our state of awareness, we have a different experience of reality. We know this from our own experience, that if you're in a state of sleeping awareness, you have a very limited understanding of what's going on in the world. In a dream state of consciousness, we have a certain kind of fantasy of the experience of the universe. But remember, when you're in a dream, that experience seems to be real. In fact, when we wake up from a powerful dream, for a few moments we're disoriented, and then we say, oh, that was just a dream. Most of us identify closely with the reality which we call waking state of consciousness. But the great rishis, the great knowers of reality, the great seers, have been telling us for millennia that there are higher states of awareness, and that as we embrace and access these more expanded states of consciousness, just as when you wake up from a dream, you say, oh, that was just a dream, when we wake up from waking consciousness, we see that this was another type of a dream. Again, looking or drawing upon the wisdom of this great Sufi tradition, there's an expression that says, a hunting party sometimes has a greater chance of flushing love and God out into the open than a warrior all alone. And so calls like this and courses like Seduction of Spirit allow us to connect in ways that enable the emergence of a more expanded state of consciousness. I think probably most people know that my training is a neurologist, and so I've spent the last 30 years studying the brain and the nervous system. And it's really quite amazing that every one of us in our brains, in that basic bowl of jelly that sits inside our skulls, we have about 100 billion nerve cells. And those 100 billion neurons, through their interneuronal connections, are able to create some experience of consciousness. And what we know, what we experience, is that when you get people together, allowing them to go to a deeper and more expanded state of being, it's as if we form new interneuronal connections. So when we can get 500 people in a room together practicing yoga and going deep into meditation, it's as if our brains connect in profound and expanded ways. And the experience for all of us is that we have expanded states of consciousness. So one of the reasons that we so much enjoy connecting and creating these communities is that each of us individually experience this expansion of our own awareness. In fact, Deepak and I frequently talk about how when we're teaching to a large group of people, things start to come out of our mouths that we didn't even know we knew in our own awareness. That as a result of the collective consciousness that's created when people are opening their awareness to pure potentiality, every expression of that collective consciousness, which means every individual, is able to begin accessing this deeper level of wisdom, which has healing and transformational power. And ultimately, even when we come back down into our own personalized, individualized little universes, some of that expanded state stays with us. Classically, when we look at the process of meditation, the metaphor that's used is it's like the old days where we would dip a cloth into dye. So if you wanted to dye the cloth golden, you would take a white piece of cloth, you'd saturate it in the dye, and then you'd hang it up and expose it to the sun, and most of the dye, most of the color would fade, but a little bit would remain. Then you would put it back into the dye, saturate it, again expose it to the sun, and a little bit more would remain, until finally, over repeated dipping and exposure, the dye would be fast. And it's our experience personally that when we take time each day to meditate, we saturate ourselves in that expanded, open, liberated, comfortable, loving state of awareness. Then we go back into our lives, and some of it is lost, but a little bit of it remains. But through that repeated exposure to pure potentiality, to unbounded awareness, and then reemergence in the world of form and phenomenon, more and more of it remains until ultimately it becomes stabilized. We find the same experience when we get together in large groups practicing meditation, in that there's an even more expanded state of awareness. So when you come to a course like Seduction Spirit, after just a day or so, it's almost everyone's experience that they're seeing the world through a completely different set of filters. The flowers are more beautiful. The clouds are more mystical. Your heart is more open. Your sense of yourself and what you need in order to move into more evolutionary expressions of yourself becomes obvious. Then we come back home. Some of it is lost, but a mind expanded can never contract to its previously constricted state. And so what I'd like to do is right now take you through a simple meditation practice. Now, of course, if you're driving in your car or operating heavy equipment, this is not the time to close your eyes. So you can listen to it, but please don't lose contact with your environment. But if you're sitting in a space where you can be comfortable and you can close your eyes and detach for a few minutes from your usual day-to-day requirements, then this is a good time to get a taste of meditation. You know, we so often hear when people come to the Chopra Center that they tried meditation, but they couldn't quite perfect it. And as a result, they didn't continue their practice of it. As probably some of you know, I have some young children at home. And I realize that there are certain skills in life that require some hands-on training. I've watched my littlest one over the last couple of years master some of those important skill sets. One was the skill set of learning how to swim, and the other was learning how to ride her bicycle without training wheels. And you probably can remember the time where you felt brave enough, courageous enough to take off your training wheels, and your parent or an older sibling or someone that you trusted would hold on to the back of your bicycle, and you would start pedaling. And when you got your balance, you weren't aware of this, but whoever was running behind you would temporarily let go. And then when you started to wobble too much, they'd grab on again. And this would be repeated until they believed that you had the knack of it. And suddenly you'd turn around, you'd see that nobody was holding on to your bicycle anymore. And then, of course, you'd crash into the bushes. But you knew that you had now mastered the skill set. And in many ways, I see that meditation is similar to these core masteries, in that before you know how to ride a bicycle, it may seem like the most difficult task in the world. But once you know how to ride a bicycle, it seems like the easiest thing in the world. In fact, once you learn how to ride a bike, you never have to learn how to do it again. Now, of course, it's your job to decide whether or not you're going to keep riding that bike, but it's our goal to make certain that anyone who wants to meditate learns how easy it is to master that skill set and then can use it for all the benefits that meditation reaps. So let me give you just a little introduction to meditation so you can get a taste of this experience. So please, wherever you are, assuming it's safe, sit comfortably and close your eyes. Now, with your eyes closed, spend just a few moments scanning your body. And if you notice that there's any place in your body that you're feeling any tension, any strain, any resistance, just very gently adjust your posture so that there no longer is that tension and you just sense that energy is flowing freely and effortlessly through your body. Now, bring your attention to your breath. and simply observe the effortless inflow and outflow of your breathing. The word for breath in Ayurveda, in Vedic science, is prana, which also means life force, because we know that mind, energy, and breath are intimately related. When the mind is turbulent, the breath becomes turbulent. When the mind is quiet, the breath becomes quiet. And there's this deep, intimate relationship between thoughts and breath. So simply now, for a few moments, become aware of the effortlessness of the inflow and the outflow of your breathing. Now I'm going to say two words to you. When you hear the first word, inhale, and when you hear the second word, exhale. So we'll begin. Inhale on the first word, exhale on the second word. Just one. Just two. Just three. Just four. Just five. Just six. Just seven. Now we'll continue again. Inhale on the first word. Exhale on the second word. This one. This two. This three. This four. This five. This six. This seven. Now again, inhale on the first word, exhale on the second word. Just this. Just this. Just this. Just this. Just this. Just this. Now continuing with your eyes closed, please bring your attention into your heart. And for a few moments, bring into your awareness everything and anything for which you can feel grateful. Consider all the people, the relationships, the experiences, the learnings, the lessons, the material things that have come into your life. And as you're considering those things in your mind, allow your heart to fill with gratitude. Now envision that that gratitude is a light that begins to glow more brightly in your heart. You choose the color. As you consider all those people, experiences, relationships, and things for which you can feel grateful, imagine that that light is glowing brighter. So your heart is now radiating this beautiful, sacred light of gratitude. And imagine that with every beat of your heart, that gratitude is circulating through the rest of your body. So in just a few moments, your feet and your legs and your hips and your belly and your spine and your shoulders and your arms and your neck and your head are all glowing with this light of gratefulness. You are remembering that your essential nature is as a light being. Now bring your awareness back into your heart and imagine that in your heart is a beautiful lotus flower. In the Upanishads, we're told, as great as the infinite space is beyond, so is that space within the lotus of the heart. So envision this lotus of the heart, and now imagine that you are moving through the lotus of the heart and emerging on the other side into the most beautiful, safe, sacred space that you can remember or imagine. Perhaps it's a white sand beach with beautiful turquoise clear waters. Or maybe it's a mountain ridge overlooking a lush verdant valley. Or perhaps it's a natural hot springs in the midst of an old growth forest. Whatever it is, imagine this sacred space, which you associate with beauty, comfort, and connection. Now in this sacred space, envision that there is a beautiful, powerful, ancient tree with its roots deep in the earth, its branches reaching to the heavens. And sitting beneath this tree is the expression of your higher self. Imagine yourself at the highest level of your awareness. Perhaps you're a Buddha-like being, or a Christ-like being, or a Moses-like being, or a divine mother being. Imagine yourself as the embodiment of eternal wisdom, unbounded compassion, forgiveness, knowingness, and love. And imagine yourself sitting in the presence of the sacred being. And in the presence of the sacred being, the wisdom, healing, compassion, transformation and knowingness that's radiating from this being is filling every thought of your mind and every cell of your body. This is your highest being. This is your archetypal wise being that resides in the lotus of your heart. Now in the presence of this being, ask for this being's advice. Advice about what step you are ready or needing to take to move you to the next most evolutionary expression of this incarnation. Usually this means asking, what do I need to let go of that's no longer serving me? Or it means asking, what do I need to bring into my life that will be nurturing to me? So in the presence of this sacred expression of knowingness, love, and compassion, have a short conversation with this sacred being that resides within your essential self. And now imagine that you're moving back through that lotus flower, coming back to that space of light within your heart. Now, once again, coming back into your body, become aware of your breath, noticing this effortless inflow and outflow of your breathing. And now just take a few moments to come back into your physical form. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, stretch a little bit. And when you're ready, then slowly open your eyes.
Thank you, David. That was amazing. Now getting an opportunity, kind of as you come back into the body, really feeling the benefits, really kind of noticing if you feel any of that stillness or silence, that space that's been created. My name is Libby Karstensen, and again, I'm a program consultant here at the Chopra Center. And I definitely can share that meditation has changed my life in so many ways. And much like Amanda, has also helped me to really get clear on what my dharma is or purpose, which is also one of the things that we teach with the seven spiritual laws of success. And I know we have a lot of people on the call today that are wanting to learn more about meditation, and want to remind you that if you'd like to also join us now, if you're just joining us, you can actually follow along at chopra.com/wisdom. And Amanda, I know that we have some people that have some questions, so David, if you're open to it right now, would be a good time to answer some of those questions. Amanda?
Yes, David, one of the calls, or one of the questions rather, that came in is a very common question. I certainly know that from being one of our certified instructors here that I hear this often, is that this individual has tried meditation before and has had a lot of trouble sticking with it. And what would you recommend to help them not only learn the techniques and bring this practice into their lives, but be able to continue? What can help them sustain this practice?
There are very few people who have the fortune of being in environments where everyone else is reminding them it's time to meditate. You know, the nature of the world is to call us out, to do things that are, quote, productive. So the real call to going within, to finding that inner expanded state, has to come from the deepest level of our being. And you know, you may not remember this, but there was a time where you actually didn't have the impulse to brush your teeth before you went out of the house. You had to be reminded of this. And after repeated reminders over the course of perhaps several years, you finally got to a place where you couldn't imagine leaving the house without brushing your teeth. And for those of us who've been meditating for so many years, it's inconceivable that we would leave the house without meditating, because we know that by touching the foundation of our being, it allows for everything else that we're doing in the world to be more effortless, to be more successful, to be more playful, to be more creative. And so this is why we structure programs where people can have the experience of meditating consistently for, say, at Seduction of Spirit, a week in a row. Because really, within just a few days of meditating, particularly when we're meditating in such a large group, it's as if the collective awareness carries us to these more expanded states, whether or not our individual awareness is ready for it or not. But having tasted this experience of internally generated bliss, it becomes a little bit addictive. You know, ultimately, we think that addiction is the most serious problem on the planet, and our goal is how do we substitute life-nourishing addictions for life-damaging ones, and there's probably no more life-nourishing addiction than the addiction to go within every day. And so we help people get so grounded in the benefit of meditation that the idea of not doing it becomes less and less attractive. And of course, you know, I've been tracking the scientific research on meditation for decades, and there are literally thousands of studies that show that people who meditate regularly have better lives. They have less physical illness. There was just another paper published just a few weeks ago how people who meditate regularly have much less risk of high blood pressure. There are many studies to show that meditation is a powerful tool to help with a whole range of autoimmune diseases. There are many studies to show that people who meditate have a much lower risk of becoming addicted to both prescription and non-prescription drugs. There are many studies to show that people who meditate end up sleeping easier at night. There's less insomnia, less anxiety, less depression. It's actually funny. It reminds me that when Maharishi first started teaching TM many years ago, he tells the story that he came to the West to awaken the West. But what he often found at the very beginning when people were meditating is that people would say, you know, since I started meditating for the first time in years, I'm actually able to sleep soundly at night. He thought that was the funniest thing, that he came to wake people up, but he found out that meditation was actually helping people fall asleep because it allows the body to get its needs met. So on a physical level, on a psychological level, on the level of relationship, when people are feeling more contented within themselves, when they know that they can generate love and comfort internally, they're less needy, less desperate, less dependent in their relationships, which only strengthens the way that we interact with other people. And of course, the ultimate value of meditation is the remembering of our essential spiritual nature, that by taking time to go beyond our bodies, beyond our breaths, and ultimately beyond our minds, we recognize, we remember that our essential nature is non-constricted. It's unborn, undying. It has no beginning. It has no ending. And that when we begin to internalize that our essential being, that our true self, is basically the universal being in disguise, then it makes the experience of playing the role of an individual much more joyful, much less imprisoning. So it takes just practice. It takes proper skill in learning it, and then it takes some encouragement to do it regularly until that inner awareness dawns that this is so beneficial on every level of my being. There's no good reason to not do it consistently.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Beautifully said, David. I would like to add also, we share so much with the guests, of course, that come to our events. And for those of you that don't know, we begin each of our events and programs here at the Chopra Center with instruction in primordial sound meditation, which is the technique that we practice here at the Chopra Center. And at the beginning of Seduction of Spirit, you will be instructed by David G., who some of you may be familiar with, is our chief meditation instructor. He will guide you through a very detailed instruction, giving you knowledge of the past, how this, why this helps, going through and explaining the benefits, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the energetic and spiritual benefits of meditation. Also gives you, and what I love so much about primordial sound meditation, is it gives you very simple steps. Of course, there's many different kinds of meditation out there. You can go online, you can go to your bookstore and see thousands and thousands of styles and variations. Primordial sound meditation is a very simple technique, and the way that it's taught is just that, you know, because it's not so easy to do nothing, because that's really what it is, right? It's just doing nothing, but it's not so easy. So with us, you will get the history, the theory, the principles, and then the tools to help you maintain this practice. And then with Seduction of Spirit, as you begin by learning this, and then with Seduction of Spirit, this meditation retreat then continues for 6 more days after that, where you get to practice all day these techniques. And for some of you that may be a bit intimidating, but trust us, we take it quite slow and we build it up and give you all the support you need in that process. But I know from speaking and sharing with so many of our beloved guests that when you leave Seduction of Spirit after 7 days, you likely are not going to struggle with your practice in the ways that you did before. This will provide that foundation. It will give you the techniques, but also the support with the hundreds of people that are around you. They will support this process so much and really help to keep that alive and in your life as you leave the event and move on into your days after.
Thank you, Amanda. That's beautiful. And Seduction of Spirit, as you were saying, you know, one of the first things that you learn is primordial sound meditation, which is the mantra-based meditation practice you teach here at the Chopra Center. And you know, David, you were talking about kind of that experience of waking up, where that's exactly kind of the experience that I had in meditation, where all of a sudden I became more aware. Like it's like all of a sudden with the meditation practice, suddenly I started to feel that connection, that deeper connection in relationships. And what I found is that meditating in that group setting, really that collective, was so powerful. So can you talk a little bit about that, when, you know, that experience of when we bring a group together, what is happening?
The truth is we're not quite sure what is happening, but we're learning. You know, actually, I'm just reading right now The Lost Symbol, Dan Brown's latest book, and one of the main characters is based upon a good friend of ours, Marilyn Schlitz, who's the director of research at the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And we've actually done studies with the Institute of Noetic Sciences where we take people who are meditating together and then we subject them to individualized neurological testing. And it turns out that there's some kind of coherence that gets created between people who spend time in silence together. And we experience that at these courses, that the ability to feel the presence of other people, even as you're going through that usual experience of individuality, becomes much more expanded. So something is happening. I don't know if on a physiological level it's pheromones, these kind of hormones that we release into the environment, or there's just some resonance in the environment, you know, the so-called field effect that the quantum physicists talk about. But there's no question. I mean, I think this is why we love meditating in large groups. This is why we love the Seduction of Spirit so much, is that you can't help but walk into that space and find your mind experiencing reality in a new way, a more a fresh way. You know, we tend to get caught into our patterns of thought and speech and behavior, and it's as if we're walking zombies. But what happens is it's like there's a clearing effect of the mind. In fact, I joke about it on these courses that in most contexts, it's not considered so desirable to go out of your mind. But actually, in the Seduction of Spirit, we teach people how to go out of their minds, how to quiet down their minds so they're no longer encumbered by those repetitive, obsessive, fear-based, anxiety-driven thoughts, and by temporarily allowing awareness to go from constricted to expanded, it's as if we suddenly lose years of burden. People literally look differently. You know, the wrinkles in their face go away. They're smiling for the first time in years. They're feeling enthusiastic, almost childlike in their creativity. And they also see whatever so-called problems they brought to the program in a completely different light. They realize that most problems are self-created problems. And if we could just see the same situation from a different point of view, there's innumerable numbers of creative solutions to that problem. So it's an interesting idea. You know, the traditional training I received in my neurology is that somehow consciousness is an epiphenomenon of the brain. You know, matter is primary, consciousness is secondary. It's almost as if from the modern neuroscientist perspective, somehow the brain secretes consciousness. But, you know, the Vedic model, which really drives most of our thinking, says that consciousness is primary. Consciousness creates, governs, conceives, sustains, dissolves the experience of the material world. And when we begin to shift those priorities, when we begin to see ourselves not as skin-encapsulated egos with occasional spiritual experiences, but really as spiritual beings with the experience of a body and a mind, it changes the entire way that we look at ourselves, we look at our relationships to others, and the change for most people is one of increasing liberation. Freedom to be happy, freedom to be healthy, freedom to love, freedom to heal, and that recognition that we are co-creating our reality. And if we are, why not create a reality that's magnificent instead of one that's so filled with angst and fear and separation.
Yeah, so is it fair to say that we actually kind of created that experience on the call today when we were all meditating together?
I hope so. We'd love to hear feedback from people to see if they felt connected to themselves at that deeper level and connected to the other people who are co-creating this experience.
What I'm getting, you know, because I'm reading a lot of the comments coming in, is that people were feeling that, like really also connecting with that higher experience of their self was really an amazing experience.
From a group dynamic perspective, too, I find it always very interesting and comforting and fascinating, really, at each Seduction of Spirit as individuals come. You know, they come, of course, to registration first, and they're quite nervous. They don't necessarily know what they're getting themselves into. They may not know a lot about these teachings. They may have never experienced something like this before. So they're there, they're in line, they're checking in, they're getting their name tags. There's this kind of chaos a little bit in the air. And as the days go on, and really it happens very, very quickly, really as the first day even progresses and the days go on, you start to feel that chaos go to calm, and you start to feel the individuals that initially came into the room merging into one large consciousness. And it is that metaphor that we teach in meditation, that metaphor of the individuality of the wave merging back into its awareness of the ocean and of its universality. And you really start to see that. You feel it. There's someone on the line actually with us that has shared with us a very strong experience and his personal journey at Seduction of Spirit. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to share with our guests today what your experience has been?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Bannon, and I'm from Simsbury, Connecticut. You know, learning meditation and the Seduction of Spirit program was a completely life-changing experience for me. So I'm honored to share this experience with you today. You know, for those of us on the call, there's probably some circumstance or some realization that's compelling us to seek a change or a deeper meaning in our lives. You know, maybe the status quo isn't serving us anymore. Maybe we're finding ourselves at a crossroads in life. We're asking ourselves the old, you know, what's it all about question. You know, for me, you know, I woke up one day some years back, and, you know, I found my life on a total collision course. I'd spent decades of my life running from demons of my past. I continuously lamented that, you know, if I just had this or if I could just accomplish that, you know, then I'd be happy, then I'd have peace, you know. I'm sure we've all been there. You know, but no matter how far I got, no matter how much I accomplished, no matter how much I achieved, everywhere I went, there I was. And the demons were right over my shoulder. So in spite of these many accomplishments and so-called successes or whatever, you know, a wonderful wife, a beautiful family, a good job, money, home, you know, I was continuously full of anxiety and stress. My health got progressively worse as I got older. My nights were, you know, filled with restless sleep. My relationships were challenged, you know, to say the least. You know, I had basically developed a lot of terrible habits, and I was on a collision course. But through, you know, some amazing sort of synchronistic turn of events, I ended up at a Chopra Center program. And so for me, my spiritual journey or journey into healing or whatever we choose to call this, you know, it began with the Chopra Center Synchrodestiny program. And it really began with primordial sound meditation. Yeah, the benefits of meditation for me were immediate. My life changed for the better. My health improved dramatically. My relationships improved. Now, I was on a path to a happier and a more fulfilled life in general. You know, but one of the most amazing experiences that I've had on what I would just simply call an incredible journey is the Seduction of Spirit program. You know, I had already, you know, over the course of time, I had already developed a beautiful rhythm and a daily meditation routine. And it had, you know, really impacted my life, you know, wonderfully on so many levels. My wife and I had grown incredibly close over the recent years through this experience, you know, closer than we'd been in 23 years of marriage. Seduction of spirit, it took our meditation practice, our meditation experience, to a whole new level. It's you know, as we've been talking about tonight, Libby, Amanda, David have been talking about, you know, all these incredible experiences, but seduction of spirit, for me, it had an overwhelmingly positive emotional impact. It's a beautiful spiritual experience. It's an awakening experience, and it's so much more. It's kind of hard to, you know, find words that adequately express the depth of the benefit of this, you know, this amazing program.
Where, that's great.
Yeah, you know, you're surrounded by so many beautiful, like-minded souls. You're sharing stories, you're sharing energy, and you're sharing a life-changing experience. And it just doesn't get better than that.
Thank you so much, Mark. That was beautiful. And so let's, for those people that are interested in knowing a bit more about Seduction of Spirit, let me walk you through, very basically, what to expect at an event like this. Basically, each morning we'll begin with an optional sunrise meditation. For those that do like to rise early, David G. will lead us. And in this upcoming Seduction of Spirit at in Marco Island, Florida, on Marco Island in Florida, at this particular event, we are on a beautiful, huge, white sand, beyond peaceful beach, and it's our little sanctuary. And so in the mornings, we will have our sunrise meditation down on the beach, looking out into the ocean as we guide in and out of our meditation. And then we will have yoga in the mornings and the evenings. We'll have our seven spiritual laws of yoga classes. After that, we'll begin our sessions, and the sessions begin each day with the law of the day. So Deepak's most famous book, which is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, each day is governed by one of these principles. And each day, this principle is taught to you by David Simon, and he will talk about it. He explains the essence of it, how to apply these principles into your life, and then you go through the day actually putting it into practice, giving you very helpful, very brief and easy techniques to make this spiritual law come to life for you. And then there's sessions. Deepak will lead us through our meditations morning and evening. Each day also includes Ayurvedic meals. The recipes are prepared. We guide the chefs at the hotels to create beautiful Ayurvedic, vegetarian Ayurvedic meals. And many of those recipes come from the Chopra Center cookbook. And then in the evening after yoga and after dinner, we celebrate. We do all kinds of different things. We'll have drum circles. We'll have dancing on the beach. We'll have concerts. And we'll have time for individuals and the guests to bond and connect. This day is filled from morning to evening with you diving deep within yourself, guided by Deepak Chopra and guided by David Simon, and being taught these principles by these amazing teachers that have been doing this for so many years and really can apply it and teach it in such a, like I said earlier, such an easy way. This isn't too far out. You know, I think that's one of the best things about the teachings and the way that we interpret them. It's very tangible, it's easy, and it's available for you.
That's what Deepak and David do, is they really create something like meditation. And I speak with, you know, many people each day who are really struggling with the meditation practice and find that creating an immersion like this, Experience Seduction of Spirit, is the easiest way to get a practice. In fact, I mentioned earlier on the call that we'd like to invite one of you to be our guest at Seduction of Spirit, and I want to share with you how you can do that right now. Very simply, all you'll need to do is email us at seduction@chopra.com, and the 22nd person to email us and give us your first and last name will be invited to be our guest at the upcoming Seduction of Spirit in Marco Island, Florida. And Amanda was mentioning that we always choose these amazing places really in relationship to nature. So really that high vibration experience will be in Marco Island in March. We're coming to Sedona, Arizona in August. And then we'll be back here in the sweet spot of the universe in Carlsbad later on this year in November. So there's a lot of opportunities to come and join us. And again, that email address is seduction@chopra.com. And then as we're on the call, we'll announce the winner. So we're looking for number 22.
Thanks, Lib. I would love to share with all of you a little bit about the specific property, the Marriott Marco Island, that is where we will be holding Seduction of Spirit in March. And this property is, like I mentioned, right on the beach, white, very, very clean, broad beaches. And what I really loved about the property when I got there is, although it is a large resort, so it has enough space for all of us and enough rooms, and it is the beautiful resort style that we love, it also is quite secluded in that it's on the beach, it's enclosed in this in the largest beach, the largest area of the beach of Marco Island, and it's quite untouched. So it's not like other resorts that some of you may have been to where they have this beautiful piece of nature and they build it up and commercialize it and all of this business is built around it and all this industry and retail. The large property is dividing the population and the busyness of Marco Island from the beach. So behind you, this building is blocking. And it's really our little haven to then do our yoga, do our meditation, have our meals outside and within the gardens of the property. And we have an entire wing that is our space at this location near the spa. And so you can really feel the energy, you can feel the privacy, although it is a large establishment and it is a large place.
I mean, what's better? Meditating on the beach, sunrise meditations. Can't think of a better way to start the day. And I'd love to announce right now who the lucky person that is going to be joining us at Seduction of Spirit. I'd like to say congratulations to Kelly Rothlutner. And Kelly, I apologize in advance if I did not pronounce your last name correctly. But Kelly, congratulations. We'd love to invite you, David Simon and Deepak, to Seduction of Spirit as our guest. And for all of you on the call with us today that have spent the time, that have experienced David Simon sharing more about meditation and that beautiful guided meditation, and Amanda really creating the picture of Seduction of Spirit and what a week spending time in meditation looks like, we'd love to make you a very special offer to join us. And this is specifically just for people joining us on the call today, either calling in or with us via the website, the webinar. If you were to call into the Chopra Center right now and enroll for Seduction of Spirit, the special pricing, or the pricing that you would pay, would be $2,775. For everybody on this call right now, we have a special offer of $1,795. So for $1,795, we're inviting you to join us for Seduction of Spirit. In fact, the first 50 people to actually enroll and commit to joining us for Seduction of Spirit receive the special tuition and then also the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success DVD with Deepak Chopra and David Simon. So this is kind of a way that you can get into training, practicing some of those 7 laws prior to joining us at Seduction of Spirit. And we just invite you to hang with us for a week and experience spirit together, really learning from the masters, Deepak Chopra and David Simon. So this special tuition of $1,795, that's again available just to the people on this call. Of course, if you want to extend that to friends and family, we invite you to do that. There's 2 different ways that you can really take advantage of this beautiful offer, and that's either by enrolling online at chopra.com/wisdom, or you can call and speak with one of our many program consultants, or here really to guide you. The 800 number is 888-736-6895. And that number is also posted on chopra.com/wisdom. Now, we'll be making this offer. It's available to you until January 15th. And as David was saying, this is a wonderful opportunity to really step out of those roles that we play and really start connecting with spirit. So, again, I want to say congratulations to Kelly for joining us at Seduction of Spirit. And we've so enjoyed spending the last hour with you and really wanted to share this offer and this opportunity to join us at that special pricing. Again, you can find that and to really take advantage of it either by going to chopra.com/wisdom or calling one of our program consultants who really their mission is and dedication is really to help you in healing, transforming. And the number that you could call for any other questions is 888-736-6895. We here at the Chopra Center, I think David and Amanda and I all agree that we're committed to making 2010 the most amazing year ever. So for more information, chopra.com/wisdom, and you can always call the Chopra Center. We're here to help and really guide. And want to say thank you to David Simon and also Amanda for sharing so beautifully and authentically today. And then for you also for taking the time out of your busy schedule, whatever the reason was that brought you to join us and really connect with the Chopra Center today, thank you. And we really, we ask that this year your actions really mirror your intentions. So less talking, more doing, making that commitment, and really being the change that you wish to see in the world. So on behalf of everyone at the Chopra Center, including our dedicated team of program consultants, we look forward to helping you make 2010 the best year ever. Namaste.